And that to me is rooted in faith too, because you have to be able to understand that we're all God's children, that we're all, here together. And
singing, just the hand claps.
Singing was good.
I like the swaggy.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crises strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jennifer in San Francisco, California. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. And establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats, dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid. Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, sister suffragette. From Kensington to Billingsgate, one hears the restless cries from every corner of the land. Womankind, arise! Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clapped in irons again. No more the meek and mild subservience we. We're fighting for our rights militantly. Never you fear! Shackles of yesterday, and shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, well done, well done, sister suffragette. Good
evening and happy Women's History Month. You're listening to the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. I'm one of your hosts, Casey, with my co-host under deep cover, Poche Noir, known to those close to him as Pokey.
Bonsoir, comrades. It's 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of the month, so this is March 5th of 2024. Or in the French Republican calendar, this is the 16th day of the month of Ventose in the year 232. And that fabulous intro was Glynis Johns from the completely and utterly subversive Disney movie Mary Poppins, which flew under Walt Disney's reactionary radar. All you have to do to get a line on that is just read all three volumes of Capital back to back, and you'll see exactly what I mean.
But who reads Capital back to back? My God. Well, the densest text I've ever attempted to read in my life.
I know. It is a heavy, heavy list.
Just watch Mary Poppins, and you'll get everything you need to know.
Well, okay. Okay.
Not actually.
I look at Mary Poppins as kind of a Bolshevik.
Absolutely. She is an icon, truly.
And the whole movie is, I mean, it ends with a run on the banks that the kids cause. But that's, I don't want to go too deeply into it because that deserves its own individualized topic completely outside of National Women's Day or National
Absolutely.
Women's History Month. And what's going to happen this Friday is International Women's Day.
Totally. Yeah, we would be remiss to not acknowledge Mary Poppins as the icon that she is during this month. But yeah, as Bill said, this Friday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. It was first celebrated in 1909 by socialists in the U.S., and it is absolutely a communist holiday through and through.
Absolutely.
It was on International Women's Day in 1917 that the Russian Revolution began by women, for the record.
Mm-hmm.
The women revolted, and then the men were like, oh, crap.
That's right.
And followed suit, so it not only threw down the czar, but it overthrew capitalism in Russia. That revolution legalized abortion, homosexuality, it liberalized divorce, made marital rape a crime, and allowed men and women to live together legally without marriage. After the revolution, women no longer merely fulfilled the role of the silent, fertile, and obedient housewife. And don't let America or capitalism try to wash the actual history of International Women's Day away.
That's right. Well, that would also go for May 1st actually began in this country.
Absolutely.
As Working People's Day.
Hear, hear. And we'll talk about that in 2 months' time.
A couple of times. Yeah.
But yeah, so the standard disclaimer, remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them and not of WGXC. And these remarks need not reflect the opinions of anyone else in the Democratic Socialist America. This is Bill and I shooting the stuff.
Okay. And if you took part in any DSA meetings, you would see that there are many differences between members, as well as many agreements. The discussions involve many, many nuances and details. There's no line to be towed by members of the DSA. We all just want a fairer society. And to be a DSA member, you don't have to be as strict Marxist as I am.
All right.
Okay. So let's get the show started with another, but a more recent, I would say, feminist anthem, one of my favorite songs.
Absolute ripper.
She's the queen of the neighborhood. She
I know.
Whew. So good.
So I plan on playing something that is from, well, it's not from my childhood. I was a little bit too old. I was a little too old for it, but
so how do you
still
know about
remember
it?
I was always interested in cartoons and media.
But just the cultural zeitgeist.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that you have something that you would like to talk about with regard to suffrage.
I do. And I think this is such a fun story. My friends often tell me, I don't know if anybody's seen the Comedy Central show Drunk History, but when I get drunk, my friends tell me I'm like Drunk History, but not funny. And this story often comes up. And it's just about...
First of all, I would never say that.
Well, you haven't heard me tell the story drunk, Bill.
Okay.
or any other tangents on history or historical topics. But this is an incredible story that I learned years ago. I want to say I learned it... I heard about it first in 2016. Because I just remember it being around that election. But it's just mm-hmm. about the passing of the 19th Amendment, which is the women's right to vote, which passed in 1919, but it didn't get ratified until 2020. So basically, the context is it passed through Congress, but then it goes to the states to ratify. And it, like, a lot of the states passed it. In the West and in the Northeast, the women had the right to vote. But in the South, in half the states, they were just like, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of different groups that were like very vehemently against passing or ratifying this to make it law. Bill and I were chatting about this earlier, you know, like we had the church who was like very deeply against it because women belonged in the home and mm-hmm. they belonged being subservient to men in the eyes of God. Corporations were very against it because, you know, a big thing was that they were really scared that women would get rid of child labor, which was a very big part of capital at that point.
There was still that argument back then that the profit that businesses made came out of either child labor, that's where profits came from,
mm-hmm.
or the work that was done over 40 hours.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
I mean, they got rid of slavery, so they had to reap mm-hmm. it elsewhere. But yeah, and then like obviously a lot of women were very deeply against the right to vote. The prohibitionists were very scared of it because women were a big part of getting that law prohibition started.
Damn.
Because of temperance. I know, women suck. But yeah, so it came down to Tennessee of all places. So you need 36, at the time you needed 36 states to ratify or mm-hmm. and to vote yes in order to ratify. And every other state was just like, absolutely not. The states who were going to pass it had already passed it at this point. And like Tennessee was the only barely vulnerable seat. And there was this new elected whose mm-hmm. name was Harry Byrne. And he was personally for suffrage, but he lived in a rural district that was very conservative, you would say, and his constituents did not want the right to vote. Mm-hmm. So pretty much everybody was just like, this is a long shot. This isn't going to happen. We're screwed. And the day of the vote, Harry gets a letter from his mom, and his mother is just like, in the letter, it's a really mundane letter. She's just like, you know, the crops are good. Things are going well. Like, miss you, blah, blah, blah. And then she throws in, be a good boy and vote yes, or you're not a welcome home.
Oh, my God. That letter ought to be in the Library of Congress.
Truly. Genuinely. But then he voted yes against his constituency, and they were pissed. But it came down, it was a tiebreaker, and Harry's vote was the tiebreaker. That he is the reason, and by extension, his mom is the reason why women got the right to vote in 2020, why it was ratified into law, mm-hmm. and why, I mean, I'm sure it would have happened eventually, but it happened then. I mean, I don't know, though.
I'm not sure what happened.
I'm not sure
what happened.
Yeah, who can say? We can't rewrite
all
history.
All that speculation.
I mean, it kind of ties into something we're going to talk about later in the show.
Mm-hmm. The Equal Rights Amendment, maybe?
Yes, exactly. I just think it's such an incredible story because it touches on... Bill and I both organize for the Electoral Committee within the Capital District DSA, and it touches on how important politics are. Obviously, we both believe very deeply in the power of organizing and the power of people, but we also live in a, like, what's the word I'm looking for? A democratic society. I mean,
well,
not democratic.
That power is articulated by these legislatures.
Yes. And it's just like, it's just such an incredible story because it was one vote. So like one vote truly did matter in the end. And mm-hmm. it came down to, you know, whipping that vote in any way they could. And it came down to his mom just nagging him, which I think is so beautiful. Just the mm-hmm. power of a mother and the power of a woman just being like, hey, I wish I could curse on air, but I can't. yeah, that story always stuck with me. I thought it was really cool. And thank you, Harry Burns' mother.
That's right.
Mother Burns.
Wonder how long she lasted after that.
I hope
she got to vote.
Oh, my God. Truly. Well, actually, that's a thing. Harry went on to have a long career, but the next election, he barely won.
Uh-huh.
He scraped by the skin of his teeth because his constituents were pissed, but women had the right to vote then. So.
And the sky didn't fall.
Mm-hmm. And here we are now. The sky is falling now. But
yeah.
No.
I mean, there have been so many rollbacks. Who could say?
Yeah.
You know, with these religious freaks
mm-hmm.
that are out there, they would love to repeal women's suffrage.
Oh, my God. I'm on a really dark side of the internet sometimes just from morbid curiosity about trad wives, traditional wives. It's really dark. It's really crazy. And it's also just like such a weird wave of women being like, I'm not a feminist. And it's just like, you're having this. You're allowed to like do this because of feminism. Mm-hmm. Like you're allowed to mm-hmm. be a trad wife because of feminism. Like you're choosing that. But anyway, let's move on.
All right.
To Schoolhouse Rock.
All right. Let's play this terrific song that is actually pretty cogent with what we were talking about here.
Reach new heights if we're all created equal. That's us too. Yeah. But you will probably not recall that it's not been too long at all since we even had the right to cast a vote. Well, sure, some men bow down and call us missiles.
Yeah.
Let us hang the wash out and wash the dishes. But when the time rolled around to elect a president, what did they say, sister?
What did they say?
They said, I'll
see you later, alligator.
And don't forget my mashed potatoes, cause I'm going downtown to cast my vote for president.
But we were suffering until suffering.
Oh, yeah. And now we pull down on the lever, cast our ballot, and we endeavor to improve our country, state, county, town, and school.
Tell them,
those pilgrim women who braved the boat,
they could
cook the turkey, but they could not vote. Even Betsy Ross, who showed the flag, was left behind that first election day.
What a shame, sisters.
Then Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
And Julia Howe.
Lucretia
Mott.
And others.
They showed us how they carried signs and marched in lines until at long last the law was passed.
Oh, we were suffering until suffering.
Not a woman here could vote no matter what age. Then the 19th Amendment struck down that restrictive rule.
Oh, yeah.
On the lever, cast our ballot, and we endeavor
Can you believe that that was ordinary, everyday media for kids back in the 70s?
It was also ordinary media for kids in the early 2000s, because I definitely heard it in school. It doesn't hit quite like I'm Just a Bill, but still was in the repertoire. When teachers wanted to not be so active, wheel that VHS in.
I see. So you didn't see it on broadcast TV.
No, we saw it in class.
Uh-huh. That was like broadcast.
Was Schoolhouse Rock like on TV?
It was on TV, like, and it was...
Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It was on TV.
I thought it was like educational material the way, like, do you know Bill Nye, the Science Guy?
Yes.
Was he also on TV?
Yes.
Okay, see, I think I only had PBS growing up, but, you know, we got like Nickelodeon when I was in like middle school, but I always thought that they were like made for school.
Mm-mm.
That's so cool.
Nope, they were made for
wow.
in between Scooby-Doo episodes.
Wow. Oh, they were great. When I went on PBS, they had a show called Liberty's Kids, which was it was a TV show set in the American Revolution, and it was like Benjamin Franklin's nephew or something, and they were just like going through the revolution, and it had Aaron Carter rapping in the theme song, and it's so good. I could sing it to you right now.
Okay.
I won't. I can't.
Okay.
I won't put you on the spot for it. Schoolhouse Rock sounds way cooler than Liberty's Kids.
Oh.
Well, actually, no, I stand by Liberty's Kids.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with Liberty's Kids.
Next show.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring the theme song.
Okay. So we talked about, you know, one step was giving women the vote. And I grew up with the really thinking that the Equal Rights Amendment was like a no-brainer, was going to happen. But it didn't happen. However,
What year was that? It's the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm, it was in the 70s.
Like early 70s, mid to late? I'm not entirely familiar.
Well, it passed in 72, right?
Oh, okay.
And then... But when it passed Congress in 72, then it had to get ratified by all the states. So that took a long time.
Same number? Was it still 36? Or we had more states?
I think it had to be 38.
Yeah.
But there was a window of beginning with 7 years that it had to get passed by 38 states. And that didn't happen. So they extended the window another 3 years to 10 years.
Why? What's the purpose of that window? Like,
yeah,
if it's
really
passed by Congress.
Yeah, really. That was part of the text of the Equal Rights Amendment. Let me read the Equal Rights Amendment.
Please.
It's very brief. It's equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state, all right, on account of sex. The Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. So, since it never passed, of course, there's no appropriate legislations to enforce it. But
I just, like, what are they specifically? I mean, I understand it. I guess I should probably familiarize myself with the ERA.
Well, it's kind of back.
Yeah.
Including the whole idea of the sunsetting of it after the 10-year...
Right.
Limit and all that stuff. But in January of 2020, Virginia became the 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment.
2020. 4 years ago, 2020.
That's right.
That's after the 10-year. That's
yes,
past 1982.
That's the issue. So, and that was only because the Democrats took control of both houses in Virginia at that time. And they had the first female elected to the Speaker of the House of the House of Delegates. So since Congress passed it in 72 and there was a 10-year deadline also, five states have since acted to repeal or rescind, I should say, their prior approval of the ERA. So you minus five from those. So it's a little bit of arithmetic, right?
What the? Why? Who?
Let's see.
I guess I don't. Okay,
here
it is. Nebraska,
Nebraska, Tennessee, that state you were talking about. Idaho, Kentucky, and South Dakota rescinded their support since 1977. At that time, there were only 35 states ratifying the ERA.
Oh, my God. I want to scream. Of course they did, though.
I'd have to deal with the levels here, yeah. So don't do that.
I won't, but...
But...
I mean, I remember hearing about this, but I guess in the last 4 years, it's all kind of compounded into just general rage.
Yeah, I completely hear that. But there was a very, very wicked, wicked figure in fighting against the ERA, and that was a woman by the name of Phyllis Schlafly, and she was a conservative lawyer and activist that successfully led the Stop ERA campaign by making these baloney arguments that the measure would lead to gender-neutral bathrooms, same-sex marriage, which we have now, women in military combat, which we have now.
We also have gender-neutral bathrooms.
And we have that, too.
Might I say, much preferred.
Okay. By you?
Yeah.
Why is it preferred by you?
Because then I don't have to wait as long.
That's true.
Women, if it's gendered bathrooms.
But men are sloppier.
Yeah, totally. But I feel like in every experience I've had with a gender neutral bathroom, yes, it seems like all parties are less gross.
It puts them on best behavior?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or okay, just single bathrooms everywhere, all the time, forever.
I go for that. I go for that.
But no, honestly, I don't know if any other femme people experience the plight of waiting in the bathroom line forever while the men go in.
Oh.
We've all done it. We've all gone into the men's bathroom and, like, just make them neutral, and then whoever's got to go can go, and that's it.
I agree. So I wonder what ever happened to Phyllis Schlafly.
Well, I hope she...
I don't recall seeing her obituary. I call her Syphilis Schlafly.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I did.
Okay.
Well, seems like she sucks. I hope that she went on to have a very... What's the opposite of notorious?
That's the opposite of notorious? I guess ignored.
Yeah, I hope she had a very ignored career for the rest of her life. If she's still alive, I hope she continues to be.
Well, so on the other hand, I was just reading a couple of weeks ago, not even like a 1 week ago, France put in their constitution their constitutional right to abortion.
They did. I saw that. That was like a week ago.
I wanted to read it, but it's in French and my French is not that great.
My friend who lives in Paris reposted it on Instagram, and I'm really, really deeply ashamed to admit that's where I heard this news. That is where I heard this news. And I don't know that there was too much beyond that.
I would love to have the actual text of the constitutional amendment for France and then somehow, I don't know, import it into the ERA, because I'm not sure that I see that the ERA actually, it just has to deal with abortion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and has to do so expressly. So let's go to our correspondent in Paris and talk to him. Maybe he'll explain it all to us. So let's go to our Paris correspondent and talk to him right now.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. Four little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven, four little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way.
Well, I think that's enough from our Paris correspondent. That was a little cringeworthy.
Oh!
I'm sorry. That was Marie Chevalier, the fairly well-reported Nazi collaborator.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. What? I had to do that.
The hell was that? That was the creepiest thing.
That is creepy.
Oh, my God. That man does not need to have a public platform, I tell you what.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Let's go to a real song after
He's
that.
He's a Nazi sympathizer?
My recollection of the issue with him was that he said, I'm an entertainer. That's all I do.
Oh.
I will entertain the Nazis. I will entertain. So he was an entertainer during World War II for the Nazis because they occupied, you know, that kind of nonsense.
Ew. Well, ew.
Yeah.
It's my official statement on the matter.
Okay. So let's go to a real song and not my baloney. And that was Bjork, Army of Me. So, I also read recently that the morning after pill is going to be sold. Kind of like, is it going to be sold over the counter?
The morning after pill is already sold over the counter. You're talking about the abortion pill. So the morning after pill is you take within 72 hours of having sex.
That's right.
And
that's my understanding.
Yeah. So you take two pills within a certain number of hours, and it – I don't understand – I don't know the science behind it. I'm not going to pretend to know the science behind it, but it essentially prevents you from
– I don't know the magic behind it, but it's beautiful.
Getting pregnant. If – yeah. Yeah, like if there was a risk of pregnancy – it's supposed to stop that risk.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion pill is what's going to be sold, and that is if you already have, if you are already pregnant, it will terminate the pregnancy.
Terrific!
It's wonderful, and like, I'm very curious. I didn't read a lot about it. I did see that headline, and I was just kind of like, hell yeah, and bookmarked it. But I'm not. Sure, like, how is that going to work in states where abortion is illegal? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of pushback and fight, but I think a really cool thing that, what is it, Walgreens is doing? CVS? Walgreens.
Didn't they merge?
Did they? How?
I don't know.
What is going on? I, like, feel like we need to talk about monopolies at some point on the show because...
All right, that'll be a future show.
I watched this... No, I'm not going to get into that tangent, but...
Okay.
Maybe, probably.
Everything is related.
Yeah.
Everything is related. Well, speaking of pharmaceuticals, this is a terrific song from way back when that has some terrific lyrics to it.
You whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you've kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
Well, pharmaceuticals make the world much more manageable.
Yeah.
It's all about pills.
It's all about pills,
baby. There you go.
You ever hear that St. Vincent song, Pills? It's off her new, not her new album, but her last record before the new album. She's just talking about, like, Pills. It's called Pills. Okay. It's fun. It's like not her best work. The album isn't her best work. A tangent for another time. But
okay.
Anyway.
So let's see. What else have we got here to play here? Oh, my God.
What?
I'm going to play this terrific song. You know, there are a lot of songs that are about, let's say, empowering women, where it's all like, all the theme of the song is all about this guy done me wrong, and now I'm going out on my own, and I'm going to buy my own car, I'm going to have my own things, I'm you know, and they're not more generalized about the plight of women. They're not anthems.
Speaking of that, though, we totally should have played the chick song "Goodbye Earl." It's about a forlorn woman murdering her abusive husband, and it's brilliant.
Okay.
It's a bop. Maybe we can pull it up, but...
It's a what?
A bop. A B-O-P. A bop.
Unfamiliar with that idiom I am.
That
was my Yoda. Did that work?
It was perfect. I don't think this is what the kids are saying nowadays, for the record. Like, I don't think you're going to catch, like, a 22-year-old being like, that's a bop. But...
Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't carry that
okay
with you.
All right.
But it is a bop.
Okay. I'm sorry. I laid my Yoda on you.
It was great.
Okay. This is a terrific song by Blossom Dearie. Oops.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do. But everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Hammerlock holes, I've mastered a few, but everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike, you get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me, I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got belongs to you. Sleep and sleep. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot. But everything I've got belongs to you.
Wow, that is some terrific lyrics. That's just Cole Porter-ish lyrics. Just
I actually
phenomenal.
Think, I don't think it's Cole Porter, but I do think it's from a musical. I might Google this very briefly if you want to.
Okay.
Pause for a moment. Blossom Dearie. A not-so-secret secret of mine and Bill's, I think, is... We really like theater.
Oh, yeah.
if you've heard the song before, you would know. Or the show before, because we've played Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
By Jupiter, 1942, by Rodgers and Hart. Mm-hmm. Richard Rodgers of Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers. You can't beat it.
Lyricist Lorenz Hart.
Can't beat it.
So, yeah, by Jupiter. Not sure. It's about, it's based on the play The Warrior's Husband.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's Greek. Cool. It actually looks pretty great.
Well, that needs a revival. Enough of freaking Thornton Wilder's Our Town. You know?
Oh, God, I know. Yeah.
Enough.
Truly enough.
Or Uncle Vanya. My God, there was a time where you, if you were awake at 3 a.m. in the morning, you could see Uncle Vanya.
Really?
In New York City. Oh, my God. Forget it. Okay. We're going to go to So Good, maybe, by Destiny's Child, or Ladies by Fiona Apple. You choose.
Ooh, let's do So Good.
Okay.
Got a little genre mix up here.
All right.
Look off your face. Please don't even cross. Stop being so fake. I know you do not like me, and you made it very clear. You're always talking about me from what I hear. Always put me down when you thought that you could. I want you to know that I'm doing so good. Wasn't it you that said I thought I was all that in you? Said I didn't have a clue. Wasn't it you that said that I wouldn't make it through? Doing platinum, and now you can't take it. For all the people around us that have been negative, look at us now and see how we live. I stayed on with my people, all the ones that keep it real. Didn't get caught up in how to make you feel. All the things I'm doing that you thought I never could. I want you to know that I'm doing so good. Wasn't it you that said I thought I was all that in you? Said I didn't have a clue. Wasn't it you that said that I wouldn't make it through?
Somebody's doing good.
So good.
Okay. So, since this is the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour, let's talk about some things that are going on in the DSA multiverse.
Hear, hear.
Okay. So, let's talk about some of the women who are actually running to be elected.
Hell yeah.
We've got Sarah Hanna
Shessa running for AD 103.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
again.
Are, again, as an incumbent, hell yeah. If you live in Kingston, Saugerties, New Paltz, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Woodstock, those neighborhoods or surrounding areas, she is your elected.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there if you are so inclined.
Yes, we can't tell people what to do. We can only announce things.
There are plenty of petitioning and canvassing shifts for her that are ongoing, as there are for Claire Cousin, mm-hmm. who's running for AD 106.
Yes, I think that's...
against Dee Dee Barrett. She's primarying.
I haven't looked at the new legislative maps. They keep changing.
Definitely the city of Hudson.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Where Claire is currently elected. And goes down to Poughkeepsie, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly. I'm not as familiar with the map. But she is holding petitioning and canvassing shifts throughout mm-hmm. the weeks. So if you are so inclined, check her out. She's wonderful.
And both of their websites are easily found on by an internet search. Yeah. And, you know, if you want to give a continuing donation or something like that.
Absolutely. And
Gabriella Romero.
Gabriella. I don't remember the name of her district.
She's trying to take Patricia Fahey's district. Was that 103?
103, I'm fairly certain. So that's Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Many wards of Albany and Gilderland
mm-hmm.
and Bethlehem. So it's more Albany proper, I believe,
yep.
with those two suburbs. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar if she's holding petitioning shifts as of yet, but I imagine she is.
I'm sure she's on it.
If you give her an internet search, I'm sure you'll find more information as well. All three of these women are brilliant in mm-hmm. their own rights. And stand on the progressive side of legislation.
Which that's right.
Bill and I both deeply support. So yeah, check them out.
And also this Saturday, the United Tenants of Albany, which is on, where in Albany? Hold it. I'm getting there. It is, the United Tenants of Albany is on Orange Street.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a color, green or orange?
It's Orange Street in Albany. We're going to be knocking doors there to get people to be aware of and to militate for the Emergency Tenant Protection Act, which it allows localities to opt into rent control just like they have in New York City, which is very important.
Yeah, I mean, God.
And on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
at the...
Caro Elementary School.
At the Caro.
Caro.
Caro Elementary
School. Caro.
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 Caro. Yes. Elementary School, there will be a meeting about a public hearing about this development to essentially rape Round Top.
Honestly, yeah, they're going to completely terraform.
Yeah, and turn it into some kind of ugly resort.
Yeah.
If they even get that far, maybe they'll lose funding halfway through and just leave a scar.
Truly. And yeah, they're going to like change like watersheds. Like, I don't know. The whole thing mm-hmm. is absolutely bonkers. So that's Thursday. Also want to call out, it's Thursday, sorry, at the Caro Elementary School, which is
mm-hmm.
right in the downtown of Caro. I don't remember what road. It's on Main Street, I think. And there's also, I want to call out that Friday is the last day to register to vote in the village of Catskill. If you are a Catskill mm-hmm. Resident, please register to vote. There's some elections coming up which are important, as we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, the Board of Trustees election is on March 19th. That's a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So go and get registered.
There you go. Back to the Round Top thing. It's mm-hmm. Just go to saveroundtop.com. All one word, saveroundtop.
Or .org.
No, it says .com here. And that'll have all of the detailed information. That's exactly what I went to my phone to check out, whether it was .org or .com.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
And it is almost time for us to end our show.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Well, thank you all so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have got only 4 minutes left, so we'll say our goodbyes before we play it out. Tune in next month, 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday, April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Bill will be traveling.
So you'll be handling the show all by yourself?
All by myself. Maybe I'll bring on a couple guest stars.
Okay. Who's... Maybe I'll phone in.
Bill will be... Where will you be?
I'll be in Sweden.
He'll be in Sweden.
Above the Arctic Circle.
Wow.
Crazy.
What time is it if it's 7 o'clock here? 6 hours. So, dude, you're not going to call in. That's going to be so early.
I get the feeling that people are going to keep me up.
Nice.
There
Rock
you go.
And roll.
All right. All right. So the last outro of this, I want to play the outro to this show here.
Wait, we got
to
do our little.
Oh yeah, we got to do our shtick. More shtick.
Our little that.
All right. So if you happen to be interested in joining DSA, you may join at dsausa.org, where you'll find many of levels of membership to comport with your finances, or you may find out more at capitaldistrictdsa.org.
.org.
That's right.
There are
always
two,
.org.
Of course. There are two types of organizations for social change, ones that rely upon members' dues and others that rely upon donations. DSA is the dues-reliant type. We don't spend our time hustling for donations and sucking up to donors, but rather we depend upon winning people to our ranks with ideas.
Very good. So this is the outro to the show. It's I Am Woman, but not by the wonderful Helen Reddy. I found one by the equally wonderful Helen Wright.
Betty
Wright, I'm sorry, Betty Wright, who is also famous for that terrific song, Clean Up Woman. So let me just get to it, and we'll play our outro here.
Out of the night that covers me, as black as the pit, from pole to pole, I thank whatever my gods may be for my unconquerable soul. You see, I am woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go.